The F student visa is also very common. International students come to attend our universities all over the United States. Here in Austin, at the University of Texas, we always have about 5,000 international students and faculty, and they're a key part of higher education across the country. But they're supposed to pursue a degree, and when they leave, have the intention, when they graduate, have the intention to go back to their home country. There are exchange visitors, usually working at colleges or universities or doing research in the U.S. Many of them have what we call a two-year hook. They have to return for 2 years to their home country, sometimes even if they marry a U.S. citizen, before they can qualify to immigrate and get the green card, unless they get a waiver, which is not always possible. And the most common employment-based non-immigrant category is the H-1B. This is for most professional people. They're called specialty workers. Normally, they want the job to be one that requires a degree. So a chemist would need a degree in chemistry, and the foreign national would need to hold that degree. And the way it commonly happens is a student comes here on an F-1, graduates, and when he or she finishes and graduates, they're eligible for a temporary student work permit called Optional Practical Training, OPT, for 1 year. If they're in science, technology, engineering, or math, they could try to get a two-year extension of that for a total of 3 years. And during that time, they start working and companies begin to rely on these highly educated professionals and try to get them this H-1B temporary visa. The H-1B is interesting because in the H categories, they have limited numbers each year, a numerical limit, and they keep running out of those visas. So we have an annual registration program where you put in your application or your name in the hat, and then they draw the people so that if you're selected, then they'll look at your petition to see if you meet all of the requirements, including that the employer is going to pay the prevailing wage, which is always a huge issue, even more so right now. Other temporary visas include the H-2B and H-2A workers. The H-2A are certain agricultural workers. Remember, I said in the H categories, they run out of numbers in these categories. So they're very important to our country, but there just aren't enough numbers given out each year. And the H-2B is for seasonal or temporary, not permanent work. For example, if you're a ski lift operator, you might get an H-2B to work in the winter season at a ski resort in Colorado. Or if you're in the landscaping business, they might be able to get a lot of H-2B workers to help in the season when they have a lot more to do in the summertime. And other important ones include the K-fiancé. If you are a U.S. citizen and you fall in love with somebody from another country, you can petition for your fiancé to get a temporary visa. Many of you have seen the TV series called 90 Day Fiancé. And that's because if the visa is approved, it's a single entry visa for your fiance to come to the U.S. with the idea that you're going to marry within 90 days. And even though this is a non-immigrant category, it's understood that once you get here and marry, you're going to change status. That's called adjustment of status from K-1 fiance non-immigrant to immigrant green card after the marriage. And the O visa is another important temporary one. It's for persons of extraordinary ability. So they say, you know, if you've kind of risen high up within your specialty, so you might serve as a judge of the work of others on panels at universities. You might have been widely published and people are citing to your work. You might command a high salary compared to others in your field. They have a lot of categories you can try to convince them that you're a person of extraordinary ability and not someone that's just joined different organizations where you pay the dues. You've been elected and nominated, and you've been recognized as members of these prestigious organizations. Another one is the L1 intercompany transferee. So if a large company, usually a large company, but it doesn't have to be a large company, but if you're a key executive or key manager, either an executive or key manager, you get an L1A if you've worked at least one of the past 3 years in that capacity for the company outside the U.S. and they're transferring you temporarily to their U.S. office. And an L1B, you've been working for at least one of the past 3 years in a position of specialized knowledge, and you're coming to the U.S. office. One more important one I'll touch on are treaty investors. So if we have a treaty with your country, I believe there are approximately 30 of these treaties we have, that if you can show you're going to invest a significant amount of money and put the money at risk, and you'll be directly involved to develop and direct your new enterprise in the U.S., you might be able to get a temporary e-investor visa and come for an initial period of 5 years.